The Bert Show.
What the heck kind of ominous sign was that? We're going to talk about it.
Not the way you should want to start your week.
All right, so we're going to play a little game of high-low here in a second, our highlight and low-light from the weekend. Bert's going to be out for a good portion of the week because he's with his son Hollis on his senior trip. So for a lot of people, it's winter break this week. I feel like kids are out of school constantly now. We got a winter break. We got a spring break. We got a fall break. Now you get the whole week of Thanksgiving off. So it's winter break for a lot of peeps. Jimmy's actually out of school too, but we paid to put him in camp so we can, you know, have time. Anyway, so I'm like, all right, cool. If he's going to be out for a good portion of the week, I'm going to sit in his seat so I have a better vantage point of the team so I can see directly. You know, I can look right into Mo's eyes. I can look right into Abby's eyes. When we have a guest come in, Mo's not coming to my back. That makes sense. I'm giving you, like, I'm pulling the curtain back here for you guys. And then Bert has a computer screen where there's two buttons. One, I can decide when we need to wrap up the break, and I can hit that without having to press my button and talk in Katie's ear. It'll simplify. And also, I can hit a button to get us right into E-Buzz when I'm ready to get out of another break. I'm like, as I'm driving in, I'm like, I got a plan, man.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to crush this week. When Dad's away, the kids are going to play. We're also going to get some S done. I sit down at Bert's mic. Within 2 seconds of sitting there, the mic broke.
That thing really broke, like broke off.
Like broke. Like mm-hmm. There's a piece of plastic that you can't just like tie it back on. It's laying there. Very sad. And so I don't know what kind of omen that is, man.
But maybe the positive here is you don't need as much strength training as you thought you did.
Yeah, okay, Incredible Hulk.
Right?
Yeah, watching it go down, it looked like a little balloon just running out of air. It just went and slapped the ground.
So I'm sitting in my seat until we can get an engineer here to figure that out. But maybe that area of the room was just like, nah, B, you ain't ready for this seat.
Too much power in that seat.
You need to stay where you belong. All right, so Abby, your high-low of the weekend.
So my high of the weekend was sitting in front of my laptop for 7 hours yesterday because you've heard me talk about this before. I'm going to Greece in September with a bunch of ladies, and there is nothing that scratches my brain more than making a reservation. I don't know what it is. I love to plan. I love to figure out the best spot in whatever city we're going to, whatever island we're going to be on.
You love a good itinerary, don't you?
I love an itinerary, and I love a Google review. I love photos, and there's just something so satisfying as to like planning something. Like you're going to plan a trip and you're just thinking about, oh, I think everyone's going to love this place. And I can picture that person standing on that table and getting that drink and loving that item on the menu. And so I just really dove into Pinterest and just planned out some of the unfinished parts of the itinerary for my Greece trip. And so that was a lot of fun because I love sitting on the couch too. And then my low for the week is probably something I'm going to talk about, I think, today. It's on the schedule for today. But I had a conversation and an email on Saturday that really just sent me into such a tizzy that I ended up canceling all my fun plans. So I had a rough Saturday, but a really fun Sunday on the couch.
How about you, Mo? Your high-low.
My highlight of the weekend would be Saturday night, for sure, because I had a few people over. We had a really good time. It was a big fight. It was a lot of big fights, a couple big fights.
Not in your apartment, right?
Not in the apartment. Yeah. No. Boxing matches, some professional fighters going at it, and that was great. And we finally finished the studio that we all been working on for the past few months. It's ready to go, finally ready for launch. So that would be the highlights. The lowlights would be it took us a lot longer in that day, and we missed some fights in trying to finish the studio because one of my friends promised us that he knows how to paint, and he does not know how to paint at all.
Why is that something you'd flex that you know how to do if you don't?
I don't think he tried to hustle us. I think he really thought he knew. Like, and he discovered dealing with a black wall is a bit different.
Oh, okay. All right, because like when you say paint, you don't mean like paint a mural. You mean just like paint
the wall.
Yeah.
And so we had to move some things around. So he's like, oh, it's just a cover-up job, which I thought it was, too, in his defense. But apparently, when you're dealing with a certain kind of black paint, you can't just cover it up.
No.
And it's going to be the same shade as the rest of the wall. So we pretty much had to paint the entire wall over it just to fix, like, one little spot that would be on camera. So that wasn't a lot of fun. That was probably the low light, but we got it done in the end.
All right, my high-low. I had quite a few highs this weekend, and it all had to do with a lot of first for my son, Jimmy. who turns 4 this month.
Oh, he's so old.
So old.
So,
Friday was my Friday off. Bert's super kind, and he gives all of us a rotating Friday off, and that was glorious.
Yeah, a great Friday, by the way.
Oh.
That was a great Friday.
That was a goated Friday.
Yes,
was it?
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
The Friday after Bert's Big Adventure?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Tracy, I'm like, ah. So I got to sleep in. I went and got myself a massage, and then I went and had a little brunch by myself. So I'm sipping my cappuccino, reading my book, and then after that, I'm like, it's brunch. I only have 2 drinks in front of me. I need at least 3. So I got me a little glass of bubbly, and then I went and picked up my son, and we went out to dinner with our neighbors that night. It was glorious. And then Saturday was Jimmy's first baseball practice.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this small ball. He has no idea what he's doing. He'd rather play in the dirt than try to catch a ball. It was incredible. I loved every second of it. Best part is, when we were driving over there, I was like, all right, my dude, we have 2 goals today. First goal, listen to our coach. Second goal, have fun. And he listened to coach for the most part, and we had fun, and he couldn't wait to do it again. So
that's a good sign.
We're doing good. And then yesterday was Kaylee's daughter's birthday. It was Kiki's birthday. And they had it at Stars and Strikes. So it's an arcade and a bowling, right? So that was Jimmy's first time bowling.
Aww.
It was first time at an arcade. The kid was just living it up this weekend.
Yeah, he had a weekend.
So I was living vicariously through him. Now, I do have an update of some lows, but I feel like we need to stick with the highs here. And so I'm going to save my lows for a little bit later, because we got to talk about the haunted fish tank that I gifted my son for Christmas.
Oh, oh no.
Yeah, we're having some trouble.
The Bert Show.